The proposal to legalize alcohol on Pine Ridge elicits a strong reaction from both sides. Tribal Council Representative Paul Little disputes the idea that the tribe could benefit from revenue raised from alcohol sales.
The tribe might make net $1 million, but the external cost to the people, to society in general, to everything else other than that profit, would be negative, in the hole, in the red.
But those in favor of a tribal-wide vote to end prohibition counter that all the revenue from alcohol sales is now going off the reservation to places like White Clay. Council Representative Robin Tapio argues that alcohol taxes can fund much-needed treatment programs.
You know what we have? We have people lined up begging to go to treatment, and there's no treatment centers that will take them. We have people, you talk to every one of those people sitting in White Clay, and they don't want to be sitting there. They would rather be in a detox. So where are we going to get the money?
A vote on tribal prohibition won't come until 2014. In the meantime, the council approved placing a permanent port of entry at the reservation border near the town of White Clay, aimed at curbing the flow of alcohol onto Pine Ridge. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.